Sugya series number 23. The mitzvah of
tzitzis.
And I purposely prepared this more as an overview so that it'll be gender non-specific and you'll enjoy it. No, really, you'll really appreciate this. You know, I'm not getting into every little detail. We're going to understand the mitzvah as a part of the system of 613. There's a tradition that tzitzis is meant to remind us of all 613 mitzvahs. You'll recall last week when we did the mitzvah of 613, the overview of 613 mitzvahs, we mentioned, I actually have it here as a quote on the second side, the power of the mitzvah. The gematria of the word tzitzis is 600. When you add the 8 strings and the 5 knots, the total is 613. So when you look at any one corner of tzitzis, you're looking at the name tzitzis, which is 600, and you're looking at the 8 strings and the 5 knots, and you're reminded of 613, which is the way many of the numerical devices work, that they don't really work unless you're paying attention. A basic rule in Judaism. If you pay attention, you'll get it. If you're not paying attention, it just goes over your head. I have a friend who became a lawyer, and he lives in Florida. He got a major offer, major business deal, with a very aggressive client. And my friend wears his tzitzis out, as many people do. We'll see the reason in a few minutes. But he wears his tzitzis out, and this very aggressive lawyer from the other side walks into the boardroom, sizes my friend up, and takes a look at the strings, and says, "What are those?" So he thinks fast, and he says, "These are to remind me not to cheat in business." Such a response, even, you know, the most aggressive lawyer, he'd like, hands off. And they went straight into sitting down and, you know, negotiating. The mitzvah of tzitzis is very interesting in that it only applies if you have and are wearing a four-cornered garment. It's unlike many other mitzvahs that you're obligated to go ahead and purchase, obtain it. For example, tefillin, kosher food. A person has to eat. You're going to figure out. You're going to end up having to do that mitzvah. Tefillin. You have to put on tefillin every day. If you don't have a beard, go get one. Tzitzis, according to biblical law, you're not obligated to put on these fringes onto the corner of the garment unless you are going to wear a garment that has at least four corners. If you're not, you just don't have the mitzvah. Let's begin with the mitzvah on side one. And this is a pasuk straight from the Torah, which we recite every day as the third paragraph of what we call Shema. Shema actually is the first word of the paragraph, the three paragraphs tacked on together to be what we call Shema. This is the third paragraph. You shall place tzitzis on the corners of your garments. You shall put with the tzitzis a thread of techeles blue. Now that's the techeles which we don't really have today. There are those who claim that they think they found the right dye, and they in fact dye one of the threads of tzitzis the way they think it's supposed to be dyed. But mainstream Jewish thought maintains that we do not have it today, and we will once again have it in the future when Mashiach comes.
Is that a Hebrew word, techeles?
Yes. I wanted to include it in our translation, just because, you know, just saying blue doesn't really do it for us. It's a sophisticated, specific type of dye, and we're not familiar with that dye today.
Does this word mean blue, or does it mean the source that it's coming from?
I believe that it's a professional term for the color.
Oh, okay.
The snail or fish that it comes from is called chilazon. So the name of the living creature that it comes from has a name. It's chilazon. So the word techeles would refer to the color, but it's a professional term. You know, the word blue doesn't do justice to it. It will be tzitzis, and you shall see it, and you will remember all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, and you will observe them. So from that sentence alone, you see why a lot of people want to wear their tzitzis out. You should see them. Otherwise, how does it remind you during the course of the day? You shall not stray after your hearts or eyes. You shall remember, and you shall perform the mitzvahs, and you will be holy to Hashem. And when we discuss the power of this mitzvah, we will see that the mitzvah of tzitzis is associated with a protection from immoral thoughts and immoral behavior. And that's based on the linking of the verses that you shall not stray after your hearts or eyes, person has desires, somehow the mitzvah of tzitzis keeps us in check, which may also explain that in their natural simple state, people argue that men need these mitzvahs and protection in a more overt way than women do. Doesn't mean women are on easy street when it comes to mitzvahs, but for whatever reason, the men really need the uniform, and the women can achieve that level in other ways.
Is it traced back that people wore it outside their clothing years and years ago?
Oh, so let's go with a drop of history here. At one point, Jews actually were wearing clothing with four corners. So if you naturally wear clothing with four corners, it's really not a problem, because by definition, you're going to be doing the mitzvah. For us, we don't wear such clothing, so it confronted us as a little bit of a problem. You're going to have generations of Jews that will not observe the mitzvah unless they go out of their way to observe it. And this approach is very accepted, that we purposely purchase a garment with four corners in order to put on tzitzis. Certainly for prayers, and that's the definition of a talis. It's a big form of the tzitzis. But to wear it all day, the concept of tzitzis, that garment that we wear, you purposely purchase it in order to be able to do this mitzvah.
How about rain ponchos don't count?
So you would have to take a look at how the garment works. If it's slit more than halfway and forms at least four corners, then either you would be putting tzitzis on it if you happen to be a man, or you would slit one of the corners into a circle to avoid the problem. Now, a rain poncho comes into a totally different question, which I'm not prepared to do today, which is the question of synthetics. Are synthetics called garments? When I mean synthetics, I mean any man-made, however the poncho may be made, from some sort of plastic. If it's not a natural garment made either from wool or from linen or from cotton, any of the fibers that are typically recognized in Jewish law, if you were to make something out of nylon, what status would it have regarding tzitzis?
That's a real question in Judaism. It's not clothing if it's not...
I don't know what you mean, it's not clothing. I mean, you're considered clothed and you're considered sneistic if you wear it. We don't make believe there's no garment, But does it have the halachic status of a garment for the obligation of tzitzis?
It blessed and doesn't fit into.
I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm saying it's a discussion of its own.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's it not. Might fit, it may fit, may not.
Yeah, okay. It's a discussion. For today, mm-hmm. we're leaving it as okay. an intriguing question.
Rabbi, just real quick, for those who observe the mitzvah all the time, mm-hmm. is the garment, it's not called a talus, what you wear underneath.
We call it tzitzis.
The whole garment, including the...
Yeah. We end up calling the entire garment tzitzis, even though technically... We might refer to more, the strings. We go ahead and purchase the thing for the purpose of mitzvah, so the whole garment ends up becoming called by the mitzvah.
Uh-huh. And this is getting a little aside, I guess, but you're technically observing it, so when you pray, you don't have to put on a talus, do you? Or that's something a different question.
Yeah, not for now. Okay. The talus has become a garment for prayers. It should be the size that you could do ituf, that you could wrap yourself in it. And the tzitzis that we wear, firstly, some people don't wear the ideal proper size. They wear smaller than the proper size. And even if you wear, what we consider an ideal garment, that it's big enough that you could theoretically be using it as a garment that covers you in some way, not just a token, but still, you're not going to be able to do wrapping the way you could do in a talus. If we do another session on it, we can get a little bit more technical to figure out what are the customs and what are the laws. Okay. Second quote under the mitzvah, just to take care of that topic of techeles, which we don't observe today. So the Mishnah in Menachos records... The Mishnah is the forerunner before the Talmud, and it was incorporated in the Talmud when they codified the Talmud. So it's a very early source from like 200 of the Common Era, just after the destruction of the Temple. The lack of Techeles blue doesn't stop us from observing the mitzvah with the white threads. So that just like sets that issue to rest. Even though you're reading the verses and you're wondering, where's the blue? But it's considered a separate upgrade in the mitzvah, and you still observe it even if you don't have that. Okay, let's get a taste of Jewish law, practical law. Third quote, a garment that does not have four corners is not included in the mitzvah. Number two, if the person is not wearing a garment, this garment of four corners, then again, there's no obligation to place tzitzis on it. So if you have a garment with four corners sitting in your drawer, it could sit there for years. There's no violation. It's not an obligation that it must get tzitzis. So some people who like to make their own, like to do their own tying and twisting. So, I have on occasion bought the four-cornered garment, specially made, reinforced corners, everything exactly the way you want it, and it could take me months before I have time to put the strings in and tie them properly.
What's the benefit of doing it yourself?
It's a joy to be able to do the mitzvah.
Enhancing mitzvah?
It's a nice thing. Some people do it because it's cheaper.
You have to know how to do it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's a good skill to know. It's a little bit cheaper, so some people like to do it themselves. It's nice to be able to do your own mitzvah. At this point, I have kind of backed off from doing my own, firstly from time constraint. I don't do it enough that I should be able to do it quickly. And secondly, the ones that you buy are done by people who do it all day long, and they really know how to do them beautifully. The two sides end up perfectly symmetrical. There's a professionalism in it. So at this point, I basically just buy ready-made. But if you wanted to buy and do them yourself, there's no time constraint of how soon you have to do it. It sits in your drawer. As long as you're not wearing it, there's nothing wrong.
Are the strings made out of the natural fiber too?
Yeah. Basically make them out of wool.
Okay.